This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
This week I'll be cruising from Pemaquid heading east. I'm cruising in our research vessel, which is a 22-foot open sailboat.
Well, we're headed out. This is August 1st. Just left Marshall Island, Boxen Cove. We're anchored for the night in the rain last night. The sky is clearing. We've got a nice breeze. It's a little light tacking into it, so against the tide, although the tide here will turn a little bit in our favor. So I'm making 3.5 knots. I'm actually sailing up towards Mason Ledge, which is a seabird colony, has been for years. I think I can see some cormorants on the horizon. I'm not downwind of it, so I'm not going to smell them. And I think there might be some gulls nesting there as well. I've counted it for quite a few times with the aerial imagery that happens every 5 years. And one thing I've seen out here is a couple loons. Years ago, back when I first started cruising on the coast, I really didn't see any loons on salt water in the summertime. And just in the last 5-10 years, it's been more commonplace. I've seen two so far this morning. Well, I'm getting up to a cluster of lobster pots, so I gotta pay attention. So I'm sailing by Mason Ledge. I can see the cormorants on it now. It looks like there's a bunch of eider too, eider hens with chicks as well on the shore. So the other thing on this island is black guillemots. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. But something about black guillemots is they love getting in straight lines when they're in groups. Oddest thing, I can't figure out why they like straight lines so much. Oh, there goes a flock of shorebirds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those would be semi-palmated sandpipers. Even though we're just late July, early August, this is peak migration. They've already bred up in the Arctic, and they're starting to move south. There are a bunch of herring and blackback gull nesting on that island as well. Heron Island is the next ledge over. Can already see a whole ton of birds up in the air. That generally means there's an eagle in the area. Well, I'm sailing past John's Island. It's between Frenchboro and Swan's Island off of Mount Desert Island. But it's a gull colony, so you can hear the gulls. And you might be able to hear seals. The black guillemot just flew by with a red rock eel in its bill, and there's another one in the water with a red rock eel in its bill. That's their preferred food, and it does suggest that their chicks have hatched on this island.
Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.